The Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency says more than 90% of Māori would have received both doses of the Pfizer jab by now if its vaccine rollout proposal it handed to ministers in February hadn't been rejected. The government says the business case wasn't approved because of supply constraints at the time. Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency Chair Meripeka Rakawa Tait joins us now. Kia ora.
Morning.
What was in this plan? Just give us a broad overview.
What we wanted to do is we obviously wanted to get in early. One of the things we learned last year in the first lockdown, talking to our families, that they do respond when you come at them with good messages, clear messages, and start to talk to them about what the vaccination will do, when we can get to them, but also the other things that we can learn so much by sitting down and talking to the families as well. We don't just jab and say, well, right, see you later. We talk to them about their other needs. So that was all the plan, and we could have got away very early and hit the decks running. We also would have targeted specifically our older people, because as we know already, the Ministry of Health is forever telling us, and we do know that Māori die eight years earlier than others. So obviously we would have made them a priority. So this was all contained in the report. And now what are we doing? We're going hell-bent for leather to try and catch up and get our people vaccinated. It didn't have to happen this way. Extra pressure put on, and really just because the government thought they could roll it out better.
The government argues that it only had a limited supply at that point in February. It chose to go with the older, vulnerable groups, border workers. So that's the decision it made, rightly or wrongly. But, you know, so what did you do then in terms of change your approach? I mean, did you keep going with other mechanisms?
Yes, obviously what we did. I mean, their process was to, you know, ring up and make a booking. Well, I mean, what Māori does that? I mean, most Māoris, I mean, I can tell you, I've been on a DHB for over 10 years now, and asking a Māori to know what they're going to do in 3 weeks' time, let alone in 3 days' time, is ridiculous. And, of course, the no-shows were absolutely, so many. So that was foolish. But what we did do, of course, is we got in, did what we were told to do, and processed mostly non-Māori, where we knew our vulnerable older people who know what, who would have known about the epidemic in 1980. So they're familiar with all of that. They could have got in, and we could have repackaged the message to say, this is a Mokopuna decision. We need you in there to get vaccinated as soon as possible because this is important to the whānau.
There has been criticism of some areas, Tairawhiti, Taranaki DHBs, in terms of their approach to addressing Māori vaccination rates. What is Whānau Ora doing in those regions, and what needs to be done now? What are you going to do?
Well, of course, we're continuing to do it. I mean, we are prioritising now. We have asked the Ministry of Health, give us the data, more specific data, so then we can target the areas. But we certainly are getting out into the communities. We're using our networks. We're using what we know from last year that was very helpful. Our whānau go to where other whānau are being vaccinated. They like to go to marae's. They like to go to sports clubs and all of that. So we're going to wherever they are. And obviously we're using our own providers as well. We're trying to get whānau involved, not just the older people and now the young people. The biggest hurdle for us will be to try and get people vaccinated prior to Christmas, because everyone, the general public, wants to see things open.
Yes, well, let me ask you about that. I mean, National today has suggested it wants a cut-off date of December 1st, come what may. What is your view if Māori, in some areas in particular, aren't at that threshold or milestone of 90%, whatever it is set at, what do you think should happen? Should the rest of the country wait?
Well, this is the problem, of course, now. I mean, when Māori are lagging behind, they're going to get offside with the general public, with the rest of New Zealanders, because New Zealanders think they haven't been doing their bit by getting the jab. So, you know, this is unfortunate. But what we're saying is now we're going to put every effort we can into doing what we have to do to get them vaccinated. But it's not going to be easy, because we didn't have to be in this position. 6 months ago, we knew and told the government, the Ministry of Health, come on, we know what we can do, let's do that. But no, the government knows best, you've got this process to roll out, and now that it's all gone down the tube, we're having to go like the clappers to keep up. What we are saying to Māori, wherever you need us, we will be there. And we're doing that, and we're getting out, and we're doing 24/7. We're not doing just, during the week 9 to 5. We can't do that.
Kia ora, thank you very much for that. Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency Chair Meripeka Rakawa Tait. Kia ora, thank you very much for your time this morning.